The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
And John's online right now, replacing Adam, of course. We've got the death of Martin McGuinness. John, good morning.
Morning, yes. He went on to be one of the architects of the Northern Ireland peace process. And in one of many historic moments, he shook the Queen's hand in a sign of reconciliation. It would have been utterly unthinkable, not really that many years before it actually happened, bearing in mind that this is a man who had a very high-up position in the terrorist group, the IRA, that Martin McGuinness renounced violence. He became the chief peace negotiator for the Sinn Féin Party, which, of course, supports a united Ireland. And in 2007, 10 years ago, Martin McGuinness led his party, Sinn Féin, into that historic power-sharing deal with the Democratic Unionists, who, of course, support the province's link with Britain. And it's rattled along. It has had its ups and downs, but power sharing has continued over the last 10 years. Now, you can imagine, Ray, considering his past, there have been very, very mixed reactions to Martin McGuinness's death. He died, we think, from a rare heart condition at the age of 66. Tony Blair was the Prime Minister at the time, who literally burned the midnight oil with other politicians to try and get the deal done, the Good Friday Agreement. And he said that, he's immensely gratified, has a lot of gratitude for the part that Mr. McGuinness played in the process, but some who suffered from IRA violence have had harsher words, like the former British government minister whose wife was paralysed in a Brighton hotel bombing. Norman Tebbit said he hoped Mr. McGuinness parked in a particularly hot and unpleasant corner of hell for the rest of eternity.
You can imagine why he'd say that. Now, I heard the story about the US banning laptops in cabins on flights out of the Middle East and North Africa. Has Great Britain followed that lead, have they?
Pretty much so, yeah. Not quite as extensive, but near enough the same thing. Yeah, airline passengers who are travelling to the UK from Turkey, Lebanon, Jordan, Egypt, Tunisia and Saudi Arabia, they're being banned from carrying laptops and other large electronic devices into the cabin. It's got to go in the hold. They are allowed their normal-sized mobile phone. This follows a meeting with Theresa May this morning, and the government says the safety and security of the travelling public is our highest priority. I think it's going to cause some real problems if you turn up, with your computer under your arm and you haven't put it in the hold. I think there's going to be lots of delays, but the government says our top priority will always be to maintain the safety of British nationals. I think the underlying thing, Ray, and America feels the same way, is that security at these airports in these countries is just not tight enough.
Well said. John, we'll talk to you same time tomorrow. Thanks for your time. John Attlee with our UK report.